USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korea has issued a warning to the U.S. over President Biden's recent address to Congress, in which he called the North Korean nuclear program a serious threat to American security. A spokesman for the regime's foreign ministry made the threat Sunday in a statement, accusing the president of continuing a hostile stance against North Korea and that the U.S. would soon find itself in a grave situation. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to the latest round of threats from the DPRK, telling ABC's This Week that the Biden administration's policy is not aimed at hostility, but at taking practical steps to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
Our policy towards North Korea is not aimed at hostility. It's aimed at solutions. It's aimed at ultimately achieving the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And we're prepared to engage in diplomacy towards that ultimate objective, but work on practical measures that can help us make progress along the way towards that goal.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The United States will ban most travel from India as COVID cases there continue to rapidly rise. India has averaged more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. The new rules take effect on Tuesday and ban non-U.S. citizens who have been in India in the last 14 days from entering the country. U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and family members are exempt. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb isn't sure what the administration hopes to accomplish with the ban. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that the coronavirus variant that's being blamed for the case spike in India is likely already here.
Well, I'm not sure what we're hoping to accomplish. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of virus into the United States, there's plenty of virus here already. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of that new variant 617 that's circulating in India, I assure you it's here already, so we're not going to be able to prevent its introduction. These travel restrictions could serve a purpose, but we need to be clear about what that purpose is. Right now, we still have restrictions in place against travel from China and UK. That doesn't make a lot of sense, so I'm not really sure what the overall strategy is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four astronauts returned to Earth early Sunday morning after spending 6 months in space. Jeremy Scott reports.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule landed four astronauts safely back home in the wee morning hours off the coast of Panama City, Florida. The three Americans and one Japanese flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center back in November on a 6.5-hour journey back home.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience. That is excellent news. We are splashed down.
They're the first U.S. crew to splash down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot more than 50 years ago. It's the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's SpaceX. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Census Bureau reports that there weren't enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clements has the story.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some household members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We've had about 84% or 43 million adults with children and their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.